Chuck Chat Free Stuff for May 14th, 2010. Hey, this is Chuck Tomasi, and this is my audio blog where I cover things that are happening. And there's a lot of things happening. This is a big day. No, I haven't got a job yet. If you didn't listen to the last freestyle from last Friday, the May 7th one, then you probably missed the news, or if you haven't been following Twitter or Facebook at the blog or anything like that. But the news is I've been out of work for about 2 weeks. This is the end of week two of my new life, as I call it. And for where I am at this point, I'm very happy. And today I've got two phone screenings and one face-to-face informal interview. And that's things have been going very, very well. There's also a couple other irons in the fire that are progressing well. Came to the realization last night that I may be applying for too many things that may not be appropriate. Now, I understand that if we were living paycheck to paycheck, we'd have to get something on the table, and I'd be willing to take a step back in my position. But it looks like the opportunity market is pretty well suited for what I need, and there are IT management positions out there, even some director-level things that I might even go after just to see what happens there. Be good to have that interviewing experience. And I've done development, I've done system administration, and I'm starting to turn some of those offers down, or and hand those to some of my peers that were also impacted by this last restructuring. So I you know, as fun as that sounds, again, I don't think it would be a good career move, and it really wouldn't be a good long-term solution, even a couple of years. So unless it's absolutely a good fit, or I see a strategic move there, for example, going into a company that's rapidly growing or something, and I know that they're going to need managers, IT managers, or leaders in the next year or two. And that's not to say that it's completely out, but just going for a sysadmin or a storage management job, I don't think that's really in the cards for me right now. I got to admit, I have been living in Google Calendar and Gmail the last couple of weeks. I have to thank Google from the bottom of my heart for providing these services, because the kids have been on the iMac. Now, granted, during the day they're not, but I've got to do some work during the evening. And you know, I don't always have access to Microsoft Word and PowerPoint and all that kind of stuff. So my netbook has a trial copy of Office 2007, I think it is. And I don't need the heavyweight application. Plus, you know, you throw the ribbon bar and whatnot on a netbook. Seriously, that's not much room left to write. So when I do need Word or something like that to tweak the resume or create a whatever it is, I jump on the iMac during the day. But for the most part, I've been working on my iMac, which does not have Office on it, and living in Gmail for communications, using my ChuckTomasi.com domain as my professional correspondence. And then, of course, everything, if you've listened to the Gmail podcast, you know, everything gets aggregated to my gmail.com account. I've got about 10 different addresses. One of the things I love about Gmail, and that came up in a discussion Tuesday night. We had a Fox City's managers meeting. Yep, the group is still alive. It succeeds. And we did an email management discussion on Tuesday. Wonderful turnout. Excellent, excellent discussion by a lot of people. We all get a lot of email. And I also tried something new that sent out a survey after the meeting to the attendees and also to the non-attendees to find out why they didn't attend. This is something that we've talked about in other organizations, and I thought I would try it, and used the Google Docs form. Again, Google, man, no, just knocking my socks off with the productivity. No, a lot of the features and whatnot in Word aren't there, and but for what I need right now, it's beautiful. I went into Docs, I said, create a new form, did the layout. Do you want a multiple choice? Do you want a scale? Do you want a paragraph text? Something like that. And in minutes, I've got a form that I can publish. I send a link out and say, hey, I know you weren't at the meeting. I appreciate finding out why. Just here's five questions to learn a little bit more. Maybe we can reschedule. Maybe it's a topic. Maybe it's whatever. And I think that went out to 148 people. And within 12 hours, I had about 26 responses, which was just amazing. Blew my socks off. And a lot of good text in there. What topics would you like to see in the future? Boom, 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 boom. Some of them were coming back. I think I checked last night again, and it was up to about 35 or 36. So just thank you for all the people who took just a few minutes to let me know. I don't plan on doing that after every meeting, but I do want to, I will send it out to the attendees after each meeting just to find out what's working, what's not, and tweak it here and there. And just loving Google Docs, came in very useful for that. Gmail, wonderful tool. But I'm not here to make a commercial out of that. Just letting you know that this is working out really, really well. And I'm having a great old time. And I think this all started when I was talking about refocusing to management positions. Somehow I wandered off. Did have an orientation this week on Wednesday for the outplacement agency. Bit of a strange, awkward feeling there. There were three people in our orientation class, me and two other ladies, ranging anywhere from shock and disbelief and disorientation to, well, you know my situation. I felt like I was kind of going through the motions and trying to contribute to the class, of course. After going through a manager tools mentorship and listening to them for the last 5-6 years, it's really hard to believe anyone's going to be helping me more than I am. They did give me some good pointers. I will say I've got my 30-second commercial. I haven't timed it yet. I just finished putting some polish on it. They want you to write a 30-second commercial. So somebody asks you, who are you? And I got a little bit of this from the HDI conference back in March. Sorry, I almost said February. Back in March, that you should have a spiel ready to go, an elevator pitch, as some people call it. Here's mine. If somebody says, so tell me about yourself. I say, my name is Chuck Tomasi. I'm a passionate IT manager with 25 years of experience. For the past 22, I've been with Plexus, a global contract electronics manufacturer of high-end products. The reason I left Plexus is because there was an IT reorganization and my position was affected. Many companies in the industry have tried outsourcing their help desk, including Plexus. And a few years ago, they chose to bring it back in to unify multiple disparate ticketing systems and processes. I led the staffing tool selection, process definition, and go live with an on-time and on-budget target. For another year and a half, I continued to run the service desk operations and continuous improvement. Recently, they have gone through some significant IT leadership changes, and as a result of the organizational changes, my position was no longer available to me. So I'm not sure what the exact causes are at this time. I prefer not to dwell on the past and look forward to bringing my talents and experience to new organizations. I'm best known for customer focus, creative business solutions, and attracting and developing talent. While at Plexus, I attained customer satisfaction survey results greater than 4.0 on a scale of 0 to 5 for the last four quarters with a positive trend. Also, two of my former direct reports went on to management positions in as little as 8 months. My next step is to get back into a technical leadership position with internal and or external customer interaction, creating effective business solutions. So I should have checked the timer on the recording counter, but I think that was somewhere between 30 and 60 seconds, which isn't too bad. Lets people know a little bit more, and if they want to know more about, hey, well, tell me about these creative business solutions you've done in the past. I can then dig in deeper, but it gives somebody on a phone screening or a face-to-face interview, or just meeting for the first time, a good way to tell them who you are, rather than just say, hi, I'm Chuck, I'm a global IT blah, blah, blah from company XYZ, which I can't say company XYZ anymore because I'm not with company XYZ. So if you don't have something like that, it's not a bad idea to have, along with your resume and other things up to date, just to let people know who you are, what you're looking for, what you've worked on, what you've done, real quick, boom, boom, boom. One thing that I observed, be as nice as I can, with the outplacement agency is they started off with the industry and then eventually got down to why they were let go or why they left. And I said, I'm a firm believer in bottom line up front. Because they did this exercise in two parts. One was tell me about yourself, and the other is your reason for leaving statement. And I said, I don't mean to buck the trend, but I'm going to write mine with the reason I left is because there was an IT reorganization. Let's tell them right up front what the reason was, not go through a whole bunch of stuff. Because there are many people out there that are very direct and want to know the information up front. And if they want, they can stop you there and then you can go into it and have that discussion. But it just, lots of little things like that. I've worked very hard on a lot of these things under good advisement. And I'm a little leery that this outplacement agency is going to try and tweak some of the things I do or look at me as a you know, rebel, as it were. They had a binder full of sample resumes, and while in this orientation, the lady said, we have a way to make your resume very impactful, very powerful, and stand out from others. And I said, you mean by listing accomplishments? And she said, yeah. So during one of the breaks, I took a look at some of these sample resumes, and while they were good, they were in the right direction. They also had a lot of stuff on there that I just don't agree with. And one of the ladies even said, isn't there a trend to get to one page on your resume? And she said, oh, no. I'm a firm believer, if you've listened to the Manager Tools podcast, in the one-page resume. As a manager, as a person who looks at resumes all the time. And I'm surprised, because this lady was a former HR person. One page is a whole lot more impactful, especially if it's got relevant information on it, of here are the two or three lines of what I did at this job, and here's four or five major accomplishments with percentages, with costs, with that other stuff that can really speak to, oh, this is what they did. Not just, I took care of 250 servers. Well, was that good? Did you start with 10 and went up, or did you start with 500 and consolidated down? What was the impact to the business of taking care of those? Who did you report to? What was the value? What was the inputs? What were the outputs? Yeah, I know you can't say that all in one line, but when you say, I decreased from 500 servers using virtualization to 250, saving the company $500,000 a year or something like that, that makes a whole lot more sense to somebody who's reading a statement. They also had a block in there about the technologies, which I don't agree with. For an IT, they want you to have a block up there that says, I used VMware and PHP and .NET and all this other stuff. And you know what? If you read the freaking resume or even just scan it, you're going to pick that stuff up. So why waste 10, 20% of your resume with this block of information? Is it so that the person reading it doesn't have to read the resume? Well, then they're missing the meat of the content, the stuff that I want to make sure that they read, the accomplishments that do have those buzzwords in them. There was a summary section in there. Well, that's all fine and dandy on a LinkedIn page, passionate IT professional with 25 years of experience, blah, 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 blah. Not on the resume, maybe as a hint of it in the cover letter. But again, a resume for me is sacred, holy. I've worked hard on it, and I don't want them to mess with it. So I don't agree with 100% of the stuff. There is homework to do. They recommend you go to a website and fill in all these personal assessments and things. Intriguing. I'm interested to find out what it says, but I'm not putting a whole lot of stock in it. And I'm afraid if I don't do this, if I just opt out, they're going to hound me every week and go, are you looking? For where I am at this point, I'm feeling I'm doing all right with what I've got, and I understand there are people that have not gone through and prepared and whatnot, and they will make heavy use of these services. God bless them, and I wish them the best of luck. Right now, I don't feel I need to. But I will go through, like I said, I'm learning a couple of things here and there. So I have to keep an open mind and keep reminding myself, honestly, that I do like furthering my education. I want to learn all I can. And this is just one way to do that, even if I don't agree with a lot of what's being said. It's a strange situation right now. Did run into another former coworker, which was very nice to see him, and possible lead out of that encounter as well. So I had a good time. Also met, as I was walking out, a new acquaintance was walking in, somebody I'd met at the Fox Cities manager's meeting the night before. I said, excuse me, didn't we just meet last night? She goes, yeah, I'm Sue. And we had a quick reacquaintance. So that was kind of neat. What else on the docket this week? I had a book deal. I was calling, I don't know if I mentioned, I've got the HDI Local Chapter Officer Summit coming up first weekend in June in Colorado Springs. That was already booked and whatnot. If I could get out of that for cost reasons, I would. What's done is done. And they said in their officers meeting last week that they're going to have a table set up where they're going to be selling books that the officers have published. I went, oh, hey, I got two, Podcasting for Dummies and Teach Yourself WordPress. I think the WordPress one is a little valuable because a lot of chapters are converting from whatever their website is to WordPress. And including ours, we did ours last fall based on the way that Brew City in Milwaukee did theirs. And I said, that one's appropriate. What do you think of the podcasting one? She said, I don't care if it's on gardening or knitting or skydiving. Just if you've written a book, we want to see it. It's an accomplishment. So I called T. Morris and said, T, how do you get more books? Because you've gone through this before. And he said, call up Steve at Wiley and say, hey, I need some books. There's a discount. You can get them for a pretty decent price. And then he gave me some guidance on how to price if you wanted to sell both of them together and that kind of thing. And while on the phone, Steve said, hey, you know what? I got a book that needs writing. We had an author back out on us at the last minute. So we've got this one on DIY home networking. Would you be interested? I said, I'll take a look. And I looked at the schedule and realized in about a day that the volatility of my schedule is not going to allow me. I mean, I could get halfway through this thing and land a job that needs me on site or at training for 2 weeks or something. And that's just going to destroy a book schedule. I would not be able to meet commitments. So I said, I don't want to get into that position. I'd rather walk away with my integrity and say, thank you, but not this time. Keep me in mind. Then get halfway done and go, geez, you know, Chuck really destroyed us on that last one. So honored that they would consider me and hope they keep me in mind for the next one. But that was kind of cool. Looked like something that would be a good learning opportunity on home networking. I know some, kind of like WordPress. I feel comfortable with it. I'm not a subject matter expert, but those who give me an opportunity to become a subject matter expert. Asked my friends in tech if they were interested in the opportunity, and we'll see what comes of that. So I know that a few of them, Paul Azadorian over at Security Now, I stink at remembering some people and their names and their podcasts. There's just too many of them out there. What do we got, about 100,000 now? Yeah, so forgive me. He's done stuff like this before, so he may want to pick up on it. Or maybe somebody like George Starcher or Kevin Devon wants to get into this or has a familiarity. A great way to get into publishing is if somebody has their shoulder around you and go, here, let me show you the ropes. So that's how I got brought in and very much appreciated. And if it weren't for opportunities like that, who knows? I might not be... I might not be in this position is a bad thing to say at this point, but might not be given some of the opportunities that I've got presented to me. So the other note that I should make, and this is for you Technorama listeners, there may be some technical screw-ups in this week's show. I did a little minor rearranging of the computers on the studio desk. Found out that the netbook that I use for the sound effects and things, the music, the jingles, the intros, the outros, is controlled by a mouse on my right hand, but it's set back on the desk. So it's very hard to type. And that's my only Windows machine. I had an option. I started getting a lot of tasks in the last week. Call this person, follow up with that, sign this, register for that, go online here, write this. And that was just the job-seeking stuff. I still had a whole bunch of home things. Call the cable company, hang this, move that, feed the cat, whatever it was. And these tasks were just kind of getting out of control on paper. You know, for the first day or two, it was all right to just make a checklist, and it felt good crossing them off. But I had some lingering on page one, and now we're on page seven. And yeah, paper's okay for a while, but there gets to be a point, it seems cyclical with me, where I got to go back to electronic stuff, put things in context, and say, okay, I'm doing errands. What do I need? This goes back to the whole David Allen getting things done and whatnot that I've talked about before. I could not find my registration for a program called Life Balance to run on the Mac, which I would have preferred. So I said, well, I've already got a license for version 3 of My Life Organized. Very similar thing, but it's Windows only. Life Balance is Mac, Windows, couple. I think they also have a version 5 for the iPhone now, which really would have been sweet on the iPod Touch. But decided to run MLO, just from a cost-saving standpoint, on the netbook. And got that running, but I needed to rearrange because I'm on that thing 3-4 times a day. So moved that over to the left side. I got the screens moved around, straightened up some cables, and we'll see how it goes. Anytime you move something that was on the right to the left and on the left to the right, I'm going to be reaching for the wrong mouse at certain times. And we'll see how that goes on Technorama. That's always half the charm of the show, is things don't always go the way they're supposed to. So if you want to know more, drop me an email, chuck@chuckchat.com. Love to hear from you. Otherwise, voicemail 206-222-2428. This has been Freestyle, my audio blog, and I will keep giving you regular updates. I'm still in high spirits. I'm still pleased where I am at this point, end of week 2. Again, 2 phone screenings today and 1 face-to-face. I'll let you know how those go next time we speak. Until then, a binary high five.